An energy developer with plans to build a big wind farm in rural St. Lawrence County recently got a surprise. Avangrid Renewables is getting ready to submit an application for up to 40 turbines over farmland in Hopkinton and Parrishville. The two towns are deeply divided on whether to allow the development. The final decision will be up to a state siting board, and the state just announced that an anti-wind activist from Parrishville will get to sit on that board. That's raised a lot of questions about the process. Lauren Rosenthal reports.
Gary Snell Sr. is the anti-wind activist from Parrishville. He's also a retired school superintendent, and he's seriously organized with a pen in the pocket of his flannel shirt and a list of reasons why he doesn't want wind farms anywhere near his town.
Not only the health and safety of our residents, but also just the vista, the beauty of the area as you look around this property. This is repeated over and over again in Parrishville and Hopkinton. We don't want that taken away.
Snell helped start a group that's been protesting and handing out anti-wind farm lawn signs for nearly a year, which is why Snell was a little surprised but happy to get a seat on New York's Energy Siting Board. It's made up of five state agency heads, plus two spots for local people per project. Paul Kopelman, a spokesman for Avangrid Renewables, says Snell is not the right person for the job.
It's just not appropriate for the head of the opposition to preside over the case. We feel there's a certain expectation that the evidence will be judged fairly.
If Kopelman sounds a little lawyerly, there's a reason for that. It's because New York has totally changed the way it thinks about renewable energy projects. For a while, there was no set process for building wind farms or solar farms. Companies would just negotiate with town boards. It could get messy. But now?
It's litigation just like you'd have in a civil court.
Gary Abraham is a public interest lawyer downstate. He's working on one of the first wind farms to go before this new board.
You have hearing examiners, which are like judges, presiding over the proceeding, making sure it's fair. And nobody gets surprised, and everybody has an opportunity to respond to papers and assertions that one side or another puts in. It's very orderly.
And also very slow. The project that Abraham's working on is pretty popular with the community, but that hasn't made things go much faster, and it doesn't guarantee success. After 2 years, the state review process still isn't over. That's a problem, if you ask Patricia Acampora. She sat on New York's Public Service Commission for more than a decade.
You know, the governor has asked the state agencies to move things along and to work with county and towns to get things done faster. You know, you don't want to be the obstacle in front of a project that's really worthy and something that's going to be good.
New York set a goal, half its power from renewable energy resources by 2030, shifting big wind farms and solar farms onto a single track, a single state board, started looking like a way to get there sooner. But Acampora says there was a catch.
You don't want to operate in a vacuum. You know that projects are going to have effects on people, and so you want to know.
The result is a process that's trying to have it both ways, to make renewable energy development fast and easy, but still accountable to local people. We're just starting to see the effects of that back in St. Lawrence County. Under state law, the wind developer, Avangrid Renewables, had to set aside money for interveners. These are local groups that might not have the resources to hire lawyers, but still want their concerns to be heard. So the opposition group in Hopkinton and Parrishville, the same group that Gary Snell Sr. helped to start, gets a check. And Gary Snell gets to stay on the siting board. Snell says he wants to help. He's promised to keep an open mind as he listens to testimony from both sides. And when it's time to make a decision, whenever that will be, Snell will cast one vote, one voice out of seven on New York's Energy Siting Board. For WRVO News, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.